This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed that the government's priorities are to maintain economic and trade stability, ensure energy security, safeguard the interests of citizens, and strengthen industry and supply chains. Mr. Modi said this while virtually chairing the meeting with chief ministers and lieutenant governors of states and union territories to review preparedness in light of the emerging situation arising out of recent developments in West Asia and its potential impact on India. The Prime Minister highlighted that the situation remains dynamic, necessitating continuous monitoring and adaptive strategies. He added that an interministerial group has been operational since 3rd March, reviewing the situation on a daily basis and taking timely decisions. Mr. Modi noted that the country has prior experience in dealing with similar global disruption. He recalled the collective response during the COVID-19 pandemic when the centre and states worked together as Team India to mitigate the impact on supply chains, trade and daily life. Prime Minister reiterated that addressing the challenge is a shared responsibility and expressed confidence that working together as Team India, the nation will successfully overcome the situation. The centre has reduced the central excise duty on petrol and diesel by 10 rupees per litre each for domestic consumption and also imposed export duties on diesel and aviation turbine fuel to ensure adequate availability and protect consumers from rising global oil prices triggered by the West Asia crisis. During the interministerial briefing, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma said, India currently has sufficient crude inventories with supplies secured for the next 2 months. The central government has also decided to increase the commercial LPG allocation of states to 70%, with 20% allocation given to industries such as steel, textile and other labour-intensive industries. The security landscape in West Asia has shifted sharply as the conflict involving US, Israel and Iran has expanded, placing Gulf nations under an increasing threat. In the UAE, air defense systems intercepted 6 ballistic missiles and 9 drones launched from Iran yesterday. In Kuwait, authorities confirmed strikes on key maritime infrastructure. Shuaik Port in Kuwait City and Mubarak al-Kabir port on Bubiyan Island were hit by drone and cruise missiles. In Saudi Arabia, defense systems intercepted 4 drones over the eastern province. Minister of State for Commerce and Industry Jitin Prasad has introduced the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026 in Lok Sabha. Mr. Prasad said the bill will decriminalise minor offences and implement measures such as revising fines and penalties proportionate to the offence. It proposes to amend 79 central acts administered by 23 ministries. The minister said a total of 784 provisions are being proposed to be amended, out of which 717 provisions are being decriminalised to foster ease of doing business and 67 provisions are being proposed to facilitate ease of living. Mr. Prasad said major violations and serious offences are not diluted in the bill. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has issued guidelines for aircraft operators flying VVIPs, including chief ministers, union ministers and governors, to enhance safety during such operations. The DGCA said the guidelines are applicable to non-scheduled aircraft and helicopter operators carrying VVIPs in view of concerns arising from past accidents and incidents during such operations. In archery, India won 10 medals at the Asia Cup World Ranking Tournament Stage 1 in Bangkok yesterday. India finished with 2 gold, 4 silver and 4 bronze medals. Defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru will open their Tata IPL 2026 campaign against Sunrisers Hyderabad at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium at 7:30 p.m. today, with head coach Andy Flower emphasising a fresh approach for the new season. And that is the end of this news bulletin.